It is the pink after Liverpool have gone to Arsenal, got themselves a 2-2 draw. I'm Neil Atkinson, I've got Pete Bolster, I've got Kev Walsh. Kev, it's a controversial one, this. I was listening to the Anfield rap all week. I've been away, I've not even been around. And the bullishness of the Anfield rap drove me mad. And you know
why? I was bullish as fuck.
You were bullish as fuck. You're on my fucking list. The truth of the matter is, a 2-2 draw, it's our second hardest game of the season. Away at Arsenal is our second hardest game of the season.
You're playing a fucking name on the team. She's there, I think, in my opinion.
Well, by all means, then, lash me
okay,
your opinion.
Okay, so the bullishness comes because you look at their players and they've got every fucking man in the dugout that you believe. Obviously, half of them have played. Listen,
they Saka, missed Odegaard, but apart from that, they're fine.
But also, Saka, I said the other day, I didn't rate Saka as highly as I rated Salah. But he scores that first goal. Brilliant, fair play to him. Liverpool's, the reason we haven't got 3 points there is less to do with how great Arsenal were and more to do with how not inept, but fucking hell, mate. That second goal comes from the fact that our managerial team, whether it's the head coaches he called or whatever it is, or whoever's supposed to be guiding them on these things, has fucking let them off that same free kick 5 times.
You've got to practice it and practice it and practice it.
And then they score off the last one, and we're fucking playing that it's offside, and it just isn't. So, I stand by, don't get me wrong, after the game, and games are lived experiences, aren't they?
Yeah.
We go to match, or we go and watch it as we've done today in the pub, and it becomes a lived experience. Prior to that, though, you put Liverpool in front of them, and you just think we're fucking better than they are. And I genuinely, I'm not kidding, I still think having...
We beat them at Anfield.
So having watched it, I agree. And I think we could have beat them there. If we don't concede, that second for me is an absolute travesty. So that's why I was so bullish, because I thought the manager was a little bit more switched on than he actually is. Now, that's not to say I don't rate the manager. And what I'm saying is, the manager there, in my opinion, has got an experience of Christ almighty, you've got to be able to change quickly in this league. And I think that's what's happened to us. I think they score off some sort of set piece, and Sky go immediately to their bench, and they're all over the set piece coach. Okay, sounds brilliant when it works, but what you need is Klopp, fucking hell, I wish. Slot going to one of his mates going, but you said he'd do that. And I think that's where we were a little tired lacking today.